Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path number one. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the five for May, as well as pigeon energy. So let's go ahead and take a look at the five first. So with five energy, we're pretty much always guaranteed a little bit of a wild ride, some kind of a shakeup, some kind of much needed change can be expected. And this can kind of come in abruptly, or it can come in sort of unexpectedly. It can also be change that is expected, that we knew we needed to focus on and make some kind of modification towards. And this cycle helps to sort of open the gates to allow us to do that. Of course, it's always what we do with the energy that makes the difference, but this energy often will sort of push us. We'll feel that drive. We'll feel that, like, that need to make the adjustments necessary so that we can move forward. A lot of times what the five energy does is it will come in, pick us up, move us sort of in an accelerated way towards the destination or the goal that the soul wants to achieve, right? So if there's somewhere that we've been dragging our feet, or we've been procrastinating, or we've been too stubborn or rigid, this energy will come in and again sort of pull the rug out from underneath us to sort of wake us up to, you know, what needs to change. And a lot of times this can be divinely guided change as well. So it can be, again, very unexpected, but what we need. Anytime the five comes through, it's helping us to move forward in the way or on the path that the soul wants to move. So it's always for our highest good, even though it can be really uncomfortable for the ego. So again, if there's any area where you've been a little bit too rigid, you've been sort of, you know, you need to make some changes or some modifications, but you've been sort of stuck in your ways, this energy can come in and really entice you to make those needed changes. Also, I would say this is going to be a month, and this can be difficult for ones, but to release the need for control. This is going to be a month for going with the flow and adaptability. Wherever things don't go your way, see how you can adapt to that situation, right? It's not always about trying to force things in our favor. Sometimes it's working with what we're presented with and making it work for us. And so I would say that this is going to be a month where you're being asked to see bigger, to think bigger, to think progressively, right? See outside the box, to think outside the box, to do things differently than you've been doing them. And whichever area of life this needs to present, it will present for you, right? And that's the area that needs some adaptability. And that's asking you to, again, see outside the box, to think bigger, to think more progressively and unconventionally. That's the other thing too, which this is sort of up one's alley, right? To think unconventionally. Because, you know, part of your life path is to do things that haven't been done before, to do things to, you know, to forge that path, to be the trailblazer. And the five is really beautiful energy when it comes to compatibility with one energy, in that it helps you to think bigger, to not think so small, right? To overcome that self-doubt and to free yourself of anything that's keeping you from going big or going home type of energy. So I would say, with this energy, again, go with the flow, see what gifts this energy brings for you at the end of the month, or at least, you know, what it looks like it could be bringing in over the coming months. Because when we work with five energy, a lot of times it's hard to make changes or build upon that energy while we're in it, because it's so fluid, right? It's so transient. And so a lot of times what I say is wait till you're through the five cycle to see where you're at, and then, you know, get a hold of the landscape, you know, check your bearings and start to build. So this month is going to be about just kind of going with the flow, seeing what, you know, comes your way, seeing how you can work with it, how you can, you know, not get too frustrated, not try to control the situation, but really adapt. And then at the end of the month, or as you enter into June, see what you're working with, right? And then start to really, you know, go big, really start to build something. What's also interesting is you have pigeon energy that you're working with. And so there could be some messages that come through for you that are actually quite profound this month that could be game changers in the way that you're doing something or the way you're approaching something. And if you can kind of listen to those messages, if you know, and sort of pull the wisdom from them, whatever, however they come in for you, you have the potential to really build something ahead of its time that people might not understand initially, but will eventually catch up to. One thing that humans are known for is not being, you know, they don't like change. We don't like change, right? So when something, a new big idea comes in, people will often go against it. They'll fight it. They'll want to, you know, keep things the way they've always been doing it or keep things the way they were. And so your job, especially as a one and with this five cycle, is to do things differently, to break free from those constraints. People will not always get it, but you will build something that eventually people will catch up to and understand and then see the value in it. So with pigeon energy, pay attention to those messages this month. Also be gentle with yourself. And if you feel like you need to be closer to home this month and sort of be, you know, with yourself and have some more contemplation, that sort of thing. And really just be gentle with yourself this month. I would definitely say be gentle with yourself this month, because anytime we have a five cycle, it can feel a little topsy-turvy. And it's just important to know that we can't control everything and we can only control what we can control, and everything else we need to find ways to work with. So beautiful energy for you all ones. I actually really love this because it has a way of, again, pushing you outside of your comfort zone and really sort of forcing you to think bigger, because that's something the ones sort of always struggle with, is because of that self-doubt, is thinking bigger, more expansively, and then tackling that, going for it against the odds. So this energy can help you to do that. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.